Jose Rodriguez battled depression and struggled for years not getting anywhere with his business. But then he figured out a few simple things that he could do that suddenly turned that all around. And now he's got one of the biggest credit repair businesses in America with thousands of clients making millions of dollars. And he's going to tell us exactly what he did to turn around his business and his life. And I know you're going to love this interview. So the big question is this: how can we take our passion for helping people with their credit and turn it into a successful business without taking loans, without spending a fortune, by bootstrapping it from nothing, so we can help the most people and still become highly profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Daniel Rosen, and welcome to Credit Repair Business Secrets. I am so excited. Our guest today is so awesome. He's one of our favorite credit repair millionaires. He's currently on tour like a rock star with Caesar and DJ Envy with their massive real estate seminars. He's got one of the biggest credit repair operations in America. He's helping thousands of people, and he runs it all from his home. And he's created all of this just by building relationships. And he's going to tell us today the exact secrets on how he's built all of this. So please welcome to the podcast, Jose Rodriguez.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Daniel. Appreciate you having me, man. I'm honored to be here and just so thankful for you guys to want to spend some of your busy day with me. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm excited that you're here. Everyone's going to want to know your story.
Awesome.
So this is cool. This is really, really cool. So let's dive right in, okay?
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Good.
So first off, a lot of people listening probably don't know your story, and it's amazing. Can you tell us all about your life before credit repair?
So pretty much before credit repair, it was really rocky. I didn't really know what I was going to do in life. I had just left the Marine Corps in 2007. And what a lot of people might not realize is that I was actually court-martialed when I was in. So I actually, you know, I served my country proudly. I left the house when I was 17. I traveled, went to Japan, Philippines, California. You know, I did my tours and stuff like that. I never went overseas as far as combat, you know, but I liked the Marines. I always loved everything that the Marine Corps stood for. But, you know, in anything you do, there's always a couple of bad apples. And when I was on recruiting duty, I kind of followed the crowd. Without going too deep into it, I followed the crowd and committed fraud. Okay. So pretty much if somebody wanted to enlist in the military, I frauded them in. I got caught, got in trouble. I fessed up to it right away. I didn't try to hide it or anything like that. And I got court-martialed. You know, I got for court-martial, if you guys don't know what that is the, I had to go to court, had a jury, was found guilty. Actually, I pleaded guilty before my court case. And, you know, I had to serve time. And what's crazy is I had 9 charges and I was originally facing 5 years for each charge. So that's the severity of it. I was facing, in a sense, over 40 years in a military prison, and it sucked. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say it was, you know, it was a horrible experience for me. I was with my girl. She was my girlfriend at the time. And what's crazy is, fellas, if you're out there, always listen to your spouse, because my wife was telling me to stop doing what I was doing. I didn't listen. And pretty much what's crazy is that is kind of like what led me to the idea of fixing credit for a longevity wise. I fixed my credit when I was younger. My dad, we had the same name. So when I got out the military, my credit was shot. I mean, I had like all these crazy things on my credit report. I had a repossession. I had collections. I had a lot of things on there. And I honestly didn't care because I was depressed from the military. I was working for the government. And there were still people hitting me up that trusted me that were like, hey, can you fix my credit? And I'm like, yeah, but why are you trusting me with your credit? Like, you know, I got court-martialed, you know, so it was like one of those things, like I was doubting myself. I felt like if I wasn't a Marine, I wouldn't be able to provide any type of value to anybody in the world. So me being a Marine was like the best thing ever, you know? And I started getting contacted by the people. So this is 2007, 2010 timeframe. So within those 3 years, I was working for the government. I was still, you know, I got court-martialed, but I still was able to keep my benefits and things like that. I got a good discharge. So I was working for the government, and there were people in the government that were like, hey, I heard you fix credit. Can you fix mine? And military. And everybody just kept asking me, And then my stepdad, my mom and stepdad needed to close on their home or refinance. She had a bankruptcy from, you know, with my real dad, previous marriage. And I was able to do it in like 60 days or something like that, right? Real crazy. I was able to do the bankruptcy and get some stuff off. And my stepfather, he's entrepreneur. He's kind of the one that put me in the whole entrepreneur mindset. He's like, hey, man, you start a business. I'm like, man, this is 2010. I'm like, or 2009, actually. I'm like, there's no money in credit repair. Like, you crazy? Like, I'm working for the government. I have a secure job. I have insurance. I have 401k. You know what I mean? Like, I'll probably hit six figures within 5 years, 6 years. There's no way in hell I'm leaving this secure government job. He said, listen, just start the LLC. So I started it. And then that was February 2010. So what's crazy is Monday is actually the 10-year anniversary of that. So it's pretty crazy how everything comes into fruition, because fast forward 2 years, August 2010, I was due for a promotion at my job. By then, you know, and this is where people need to really understand, like, the progression of my company. It was really slow. Like, you see people like Aaron Clark, 2 years, millionaire, you know, thousands of clients in 2 years. In those 2 years, February 2010 to August 2012, I maybe had like 15, 20 clients. It wasn't a lot. Like, I didn't know what to do. I was going to events, seminars and stuff like that, but I was still like lost as far as like what I really wanted to do. When I was due for a promotion at my job, they denied me. They said, no promotion. You don't really hold the values and the education needed to get promoted. And I'm like, what? Like, it was like a, you know, it was gut wrenching. It was horrible because I'm hearing this. So I asked them if they could put it in writing. They put it in writing and I quit. I quit my job. And I don't know if you know, Daniel, but quitting a government job isn't really easy, right? Like, wow, there's a lot of steps that it takes to leaving a government job. And the mindset, I had already started my credit repair company. So in the back of my mind is like, that's my, you know, my backup plan is to do that. Yeah. And they said, oh, well, you can't just leave. And I said, well, what are you going to do, court-martial me? Like, I've already been court-martialed. Like, you're not going to court-martial me because this is not like the military. So I literally handed in my ID card, left the next day. I probably had like $5,000 in cash. And everything else was credit cards. We had like over $100,000 in credit cards. That's all that we did. You know, we had just credit cards. And August 2012 to 2015, it was just me. So listen to the progression, guys, of this. Like, I'm 5 years in and I'm still operating my company as if I needed to operate it with just myself. I'm going to seminars. I'm learning how to do things. And it's still just me. Like, and I'm like, why am I having such a hard time with making money? Like, people thought I was making all this money. I was broke. We owed, like, our credit cards got maxed out because the revenue wasn't coming in. So we were using our credit cards for everything. So this is 2010 to 2015, 5 years of maybe signing up 100 clients a year, maybe making $5,000-$6,000 a month, maybe, you know, if that. You know, and it was to the point where I was like, what am I doing this for? Like, why am I in this space? And around that time, I joined that mastermind group that I told you guys about. And you guys know how powerful masterminds are. Mm-hmm. If you are listening to this podcast, you need to join a mastermind. You need to be a part of a group that is going to push you outside of your limits and help you understand you're not here to fix somebody's credit. You're here to change someone's lives. And that's why I love your guys' brand and your guys' mission, is because that's what you guys are all about. And that's what gravitated me towards Credit Repair Cloud and you guys, is because Credit Hero, it says it all in itself, you know? So 2015, I hired my first employee and I was like, why didn't I do this 5 years ago? I was stuck. And then next thing you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, and this year, we're at 13. I just hired my mother, my little sister, and my older brother. Wow. You know? So I'm trying to make it a family thing. And it's just crazy because I wish I would have had the knowledge that I know now back in 2010. And that is what I'm hoping to share with you guys today. If I can save you guys the 5 years of mistakes that I made, that'll hopefully propel you to be able to leave your job sooner, to be able to get you to the point to where, you know, we have right now, I checked Credit Repair Cloud today, I think we have almost 3,400 active clients in the system.
Wow. That's, you know, awesome.
I mean? Yeah. So, I mean, we're growing. I think when we first started with you guys, you know, we had like 1,000. You know what I mean? This was February of 2000. I think it was, 2018 or something like that. Or I can't remember the exact date. Yeah, February 2018. So it's been almost 2 years with you guys, and we've added an additional 2,500 clients in that time frame. And it's all about systems. You know, my good buddy Derek Harper put me on a lot of stuff when it comes to that. You got to have a good software. You got to have a good team. You got to have regimented schedule. And you got to be able to understand that it's not just about the money. It's about changing lives, because the money will come. And the money is just going to allow you to hire more people to give them the opportunity to do what you're doing. Like I said, like you said, we work from home. I don't want to be in an office, to be honest with you. Like, I'd rather be home with my daughter, my wife. And now we're able to allow other people to do the same thing. Like, they're home with their spouses, with their kids. And it's pretty awesome. You know, so in a nutshell, that's my story of just how I got into credit repair, where I came from. And if you're dealing with depression, it's okay. Like, I'm dealing with depression, not you, Daniel, but just people listening. You know what I mean? If people are dealing with depression and dealing with, you know, mental stuff, it's okay. As long as you get help, you'll be fine. Cause that's what I dealt with for a long time. Like, I was in my basement. I was alone. I was afraid to go out. So it's like, you just have to get out there and realize that the purpose of you being in this credit repair space is far beyond what you ever imagined, because there's somebody out there that needs you, that you don't realize how they need you, but they need you. And it's not to fix their credit. It's to help them become a homeowner, buy a house, you know, maybe get some investment property, save money on their car, get a business credit card, things like that. That's where you change people's lives. Credit repair is just a vehicle to get there. But once I realized that the reason why I'm here on this earth is not for credit repair, it's for what comes after that.
So, amen.
Yeah.
I deal with depression too.
That was okay.
I resonate with your story because I deal with depression as well.
Yeah, it sucks. And sorry to hear that.
But that's okay. I mean, when things were really, really rough for me, there were days I couldn't get out of bed.
Yeah.
All the years of building Credit Repair Cloud. But it's the seeing how it changes people and affects people and lifts people where they are in their life. It's such a good feeling. And
yeah.
And that lights the fire under me every day. And I can see that does for you too, right?
Yes, sir. Yep. Absolutely.
So here's what I want to know. You build this business, clients are coming in like just a trickle, and things are really, really rough. I mean, that's not enough to live on with a family in those early days.
No.
So what was that like?
It was really sad and upsetting, and I was really ashamed of myself, because here I am, my wife, Kelly, who put the trust in me and the faith in me to go out here and start my company. You know, she's like, oh, we need to pay the electric bill. We need to pay this bill. We need to be able to pay this. And here's the thing with me. I've never let anyone know that we were struggling like that. Like, the only time I've ever borrowed money from my mom was when I bought my house, because I need to show a little bit of money in the bank, and I paid her back. That's it. Oh, and then the second time was when I got out the Marine Corps and my car got towed. Like, a couple of days before Christmas, she gave me $300. Other than that, I've never really borrowed money from anyone. Like, I've never been the type of person that's like, hey man, let me borrow 10 grand. Let me borrow $5,000. Like, I started the company with $500 in my pocket. You know what I mean? So for me, it's like, my wife is trusting me. My daughter's 2, 3, 4, 5. She needs stuff. I got to pay the bills. I got to service my clients. And it was upsetting, because here I am thinking that I'm like, oh man, I'm this hot stuff. I'm going out. I got my own business. I didn't have a business. I had something that I thought was never going to work. And I kept believing that, oh, there's no money in credit repair. There's no money in credit repair. Whatever. I'm going to these seminars. I see people making all this money. And it just felt like to me that, like, I was letting my wife and my daughter down. And that's when the mastermind really opened my eyes into understanding that if you don't do what you need to do, your wife and daughter are not going to have anything, because your wife left her job to take care of your daughter. She has no income, in a sense. I'm the main provider, you know? So once I realized that, and I kind of woke up and I was able to battle through that. I mean, I was on tons of medication and alcoholic and all that stuff. And once I was able to overcome that, I mean, it was just 2016 to now, last 4 years have been an amazing journey in this credit repair space.
I'll say, but tell me, how did you go from having a trickle of clients to getting more and more clients? What were the things you started to do that made this all change?
So the first thing is kind of like, there was two things. So the first thing was, you know, you need to have affiliates. That's number one. Like, I honestly thought that you didn't. So during 2014 and 16, there were a lot of mortgage companies and realtors that were hitting me up. But because I was in my depressive state, I was in the basement. I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to do everything behind the phone, behind the computer, on the phone. I didn't want to meet in person. That crippled my company because I was too afraid to get over my fears of getting out there. So I lost a lot of referral partner business from mortgage companies and dealerships. So I said, well, how can I build my company without meeting these realtors? Because I had my own stuff to deal with, right? But I still needed money to, you know, to grow and still needed to make revenue. So that's when I discovered Instagram. Instagram I discovered in like 2012, 13, but really 2014 and 16 is really when I took off. You guys all know Arnita Johnson.
Sure.
So she was the one that kind of put me on Instagram for credit repair because she was killing it back in like 2015. So I then, what I started doing was I started making sure that I was on Instagram all the time, providing value, showing results, going on there, posting client testimonials, putting educational stuff. And that, believe it or not, is how Caesar, right, from DJ Envy and Caesar, Caesar's brother, Lucci, is the one that discovered me back in like 2015 on Instagram.
Wow.
At that time, I was still relatively new, right, in the credit repair space. I was speaking on stage and stuff, but it, you know, it was still relatively new because I had just really got, you know, my head out my butt, you know, for lack of better words. So they saw that I was posting, we connected, and 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, like I'm posting all the time on Instagram. Facebook for me, that was just a different monster because you're only limited to 5,000 followers or friends. So I said, you know what? I want to reach more than that. So I went on Instagram. I started connecting with realtors, with lenders, with people in the community. I started just hitting people up, DMing them, Instagramming, I mean, or sending them messages, email, phone calls. And this was all behind the scenes. This was still not me meeting anyone because remember, I had my fears of and my depression state. So I was just doing all this like in my underwears, you know what I mean? Just at my house, you know, behind and hiding behind. So you could really do this from anywhere. So, you know, for 3 years, I really hit Instagram hard. And it wasn't so much of a, what can I do? What can you do for me? It was more like, hey, how can I help you with your credit? You know, I built a lot of relationships where I would DM celebrities. I would, you know, instant message them. I would fix a lot of people's credit for free. And that is how I got my name out there on Instagram. And on Instagram, I'm the credit dude. And it just took off. And then Caesar, October of 2018. And Daniel was crazy. I'll tell you a little funny story. Is October of 2018, I almost gave up in the credit repair industry.
Wow.
I never told you this. Yeah, I was getting ready to the point where, you know, I just thought because a lot of obstacles that I was facing, I thought maybe it was just time for me to give up and just sell the company. I had a couple offers and I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm just going to go ahead and just, you know, move on to the next part. And I was going to become a mortgage broker and do the credit repair for free. And then I get a text message from Caesar telling me that he wants me to speak at his events. So it was another light bulb like, hey, man, you're not done yet. Like, we still have plans for you. So you have to keep going. And Instagram is really where everything took off. So I say pick one platform, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Snapchat, YouTube, whatever the case is, and just excel at that. If you try to do like five things, it's going to be too crazy.
Wow. Now, I know how to use Facebook, but I'm really challenged on all of this stuff. I don't even, Keenan has to help me to log in at Instagram. I don't even know how to log in. I don't know what people do on there. I don't know how to follow somebody.
Yep.
What is it that you're doing on there besides the messaging people like you're talking about? What are you posting and how often do you post it? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So I try to post at least 3 times a day and I try to do at least 5 stories a day. So a post is something that stays on there forever. A story tends to go away after 24 hours. So what I try to do is I try to collaborate and partner up with other people where I tell them, hey, listen, like I don't even really tell them. I just share their stuff. And I'm doing something for somebody else. So in turn, they are going to do something for me without me even asking. So what I do is if I see a realtor or a lender that posts something on Instagram, I automatically share it, right? And I tell people, hey, if you're in Central Florida, follow this realtor. Hey, if you're in Miami, follow this realtor. If you're in Texas, you know, contact this lender. And then that's one that's building relationships. The second thing that I do is education. Instagram is a very fast-paced social media where if you cannot capture somebody's attention in 10 seconds, you might as well just, they're going to keep scrolling the pictures because it's all visual. It's all pictures. So what you have to do is you have to create engaging content, whether it's education on what a credit score is, what the new FICO 10 and 10T scores are, you know, how to get approved for a mortgage. You got to put funny memes. You got to put quotes. You have to put, you know, pictures of your family. The one thing that really separated us is that we have one Instagram. The problem that people make in credit repair, they have one for them. They have one for their spouse. They have one for their business. They have one for their tax business. They have one for their dog. And you have like five Instagram accounts. And it's like, how do you expect people to understand who you are and what you're about if you have all of these Instagram accounts? And it gets too much. So you really have to brand yourself in a way that people will know who you are by looking at your Instagram. And that's why the credit dude, it's cliche because it's like, all right, I'm speaking about credit, but dude makes in a sense where it's not really that serious and people aren't going to come to, you know, they're not going to come to me and say, oh, this guy's like too serious. He's just like, no, like, dude, hey man, you know, it's like, let me talk to you about your credit. And it's real, like, kind of like I'm trying to break the ice with the credit stigma of scamming and like all that stuff that's out there. So you just have to post, you have to educate, you have to go live, you have to share stories and share things on there. Because if all that you're doing is just posting results from clients, that doesn't mean anything. Now, if all you're doing is posting selfies, that doesn't mean anything. So you have to educate, post selfies, post results, post other people's things, share videos, and share stuff from other people. Because it's not like Instagram, believe it or not, Daniel, is not about you. Like, nobody really cares about you on Instagram. They care about what you're going to do on Instagram for them. Like, what are you going to get? So I'm following your Instagram page. What are you going to do for me? Like, all right, I'm watching you. What are you doing? You have to build your Instagram to the point where if you don't post like in 3 or 4 days, people are literally sending you messages. Hey, is everything okay? Like, what's going on? I see you haven't posted in a few days. And that happens to me sometimes. Like, I might not post in 4 days and I get a text message or somebody messages me and say, hey man, what's going on? I see you haven't posted on Instagram in a while. I just want to make sure and check up on you. You know, so you have to provide a lot of value on Instagram. A lot.
Wow, that's really cool advice. And by doing all of this, how big a following have you built?
So I'm hoping that today I hit 45,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
45,000?
Yeah. So I'm at 44.9 right now. So I've been posting a couple things here and there, and hopefully today I reach 45,000. I'm hoping to reach it by Monday, which is our 10-year anniversary, but that was my goal, is to hit 45,000 for our 10-year anniversary. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That is really, really cool. And how long ago did you start doing this with the Instagram?
Heavily, like 2016.
So, it's like so 4 years. In a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah. So like just to put it in perspective, last January, I think I was at like 22,000.
Wow.
So January of 2019, I was at like 22,000. 2018, I was at like, which was my first expo, I think I was at like 15,000. You know what I mean? So it really blew up within the last like year and a half.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I want to go back to, you were talking about the masterminds, and that's something I'm so fascinated about. Yep. Keenan and I both are in masterminds. We have mentors. I think all of that is such a shortcut to success. Mm-hmm. And worth every penny. What are some of the other things that you learned from that mastermind?
So the mastermind, the reason why I like it, I'll tell you guys the name of it if that's okay.
Sure.
It was called GFGI, which is Go Effing Get It. That means cool. That, you know, you have to go after what you want in life. And then the one that I'm currently in right now is Break Fear Academy. It's Apex Entourage or with Ryan Stuman. And the reason why those masterminds are so powerful is because, you know, as business owners, we didn't get a blueprint. Nobody gave us a manual and said, hey, here's your credit repair business. Here's how you make $3 million a year. Here's how you do this. And you think that it's just business, 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 business. And it's not. I've neglected my wife and my daughter so much that it hurts. You know, it really does hurt on how much I've neglected them, because I'm over here thinking, well, my wife works from home. She's, you know, she's a stay-at-home mom, and she also works for the company. She actually owns the company, by the way. So my wife, and then my daughter has her mother, and I'm giving my wife and daughter everything that I never had, which was two parents at home, a home-based business, everything that she could ask for, trips or whatever the case is. But the one thing that they're not getting is my time. And it took a really long time to realize that. And even now, I still have trouble with that. And it's with mentors like Ryan Stueman that tells me, make sure you do a date night once a week with your wife. Make sure that you take your daughter out here. Make sure you go on a vacation at least twice a year. Those are things that as a business owner, you're just like, well, I'm giving them everything. They have everything they want. And that was probably the biggest thing is that a mastermind that really is good is going to make sure that you're putting your family first and balancing it out. And that was the best thing that I got from the mastermind, because I'm over here thinking everything is just business, business, business. Whereas I grew up pretty much without my father. Like, my father was there, but not really there. You know, he was on drugs my entire life. So like, he was there, but not really there. So like, I didn't have that father to teach me, hey man, let's go play catch. Let's go do this. Let's, you know, let me teach you how to do your homework. So I never really had that intuition, or I was never taught on how to play with my daughter. And it's kind of crazy as it sounds. Now I have Ryan Stueman teaching me how to be a dad to my daughter 10 years later. You know what I mean? So it's like, as business owners, we tend to forget the ones that we're doing this for. And every day I have to remind myself that, all right, you're doing it for them, but take a break. Go with them to the park. Eat dinner with them. Eat breakfast. Make sure you see daughter before she goes to school. And those are the things that Mastermind brings. It's like, it takes all the business out of it and make sure that who you're doing it for is that you're actually spending time with them and not ignoring them. The second thing was that a mastermind is going to teach you how to scale your business the right way. And it's going to help you with doing goals. So like, I don't know, there's a board back there. I don't know if you can see it or not, but I have a goal where I do 200 pushups a day and 50 curls. So like, I was telling my, you know, oh, I have a hard time hitting it. It's like, well, are you writing it down? Are you measuring it? Are you scared? You know, what are you doing to achieve that goal? So it's like, now every week I have to check in with my mentor, with my coach, Ryan Stueman, of how many leads did I get? How much revenue did I bring in? How many calls did we have? How many scheduled calls did we have? How many people got left on the table? You know, what am I, you know, so it's like, so they, all right, the family side is good, but now let's get the business. And now they're going to hold you accountable into a way where it's like, holy crap, like, they didn't give me the blueprint, but guess what? A mastermind usually does. They have the blueprint. That's like our school. That's our everyday school and learning and realizing that, all right, family's good, business, health, let's make sure we work out. Let's make sure we have this with our stuff. Map this out. And it saves you time because they've already went through all of the mistakes and now they're just helping us reach that the success further. So those are the two biggest things, Daniel, is family. And then how to measure and stick to your goals and objectives to help grow your company.
Wow. And for people out there who don't know what a mastermind is, can you break down what that is? Are there meetings you go to? What other kinds, are there other businesses in it?
Yeah. So there's a lot. A good mastermind is going to have all types of business. A good mastermind is really going to usually meet once a month. So my mastermind, we meet once a month in person. I fly to Texas once a month. There's a Facebook group. I have to actually check in today. I have a call with my coach every 2 weeks and I have them available every time. So it's more of like a check-in. So that way they're the ones holding you accountable, because as business owners, we're too busy. Oh, I don't have time for that. Whatever the case is, they're the ones that's like, all right, man, kind of like with credit repair. Imagine if we just told people to fix their credit, we'll fix your credit, and never spoke to them again or told them what to do. They wouldn't do it. So we have to actually hold our clients accountable. Hey, pay your bills on time. Don't max out your cards. It's the same thing with a mastermind. The mastermind is going to tell you, make sure you're posting on Instagram every day, Facebook. Make sure you're sending out emails to your clients. Make sure you're checking in with them. Make sure you, and it's kind of crazy. We forget to do that. And the mastermind is there to help you with meetings in person. And being that there's other businesses in there, you're now networking and getting ideas from other businesses. And okay, oh wow, so that business does this. How can I bring that into credit repair? Oh, this business does that. And then now you're getting referrals, you're getting leads, you're getting people out in other cities. And now you're meeting celebrities and you're meeting this person and they're asking you to fly out to California to speak at their event. So a mastermind, I feel if you're an entrepreneur, you need to be in a mastermind. You need to be in a mastermind, whether it's 5 people, 10 people, 100 people, men, women, doesn't matter. You have to be in one to hold yourself accountable and to make sure that, and that's what it is, a mastermind. You're getting together, meeting of the minds. Hey, let's make sure that we're doing everything for our family, our health and everything like that. And then go back to work and then meet again next month. And hey, let's scratch this. This didn't work. How can we get it better? You know?
Really cool. Yeah, I know in the masterminds we're in, it's like everyone accelerates together. It's some amazing thing.
Yeah.
Just feeding off of each other and learning from each other. It's so, and those of you who aren't in a mastermind or maybe can't afford one yet, at least you need to be around other people who are doing things like you're doing and in the same kind of mindset, right?
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's so, so important. I love that you're doing that. And I had no idea we were going to talk about masterminds. This is so cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, I really believe in this stuff. What are some of the other things, business kinds of things you've learned from the mastermind?
I would say is pretty much how to, well, number one is, don't make fun of me, Daniel, but it's how to read. Not in the literal sense of like learning how to read the words, but in a sense of reading. I can tell you that in high school, I did not read one book because it didn't fascinate me. Teacher said I had ADD and I had all this other stuff. No, I just wasn't interested in what you were saying. So I have a shelf, you know, next to me, to my left, there's probably like 60 books there. And a mastermind is holding me accountable to read one book a week.
Wow.
My mother yelled at me because she says, what are you doing? I've been trying to get you to read your entire life. And you joined this mastermind group with Ryan Stuman. And now all of a sudden you're reading one book a week, two books a week, or one book every 2 weeks. You know, and I'm like, Mom, there's nothing against you. It's just that, you know, that stuff never interested me. All this business stuff. This interests me. So it teaches you how to really get out of your comfort zone and read a book. You could do audibles. You can read the book. I like to honestly read the books. A lot of people like Audible. I like to read it because I get to write notes and I get to do stuff with an Audible. I sometimes, it's good. So what I do is I read the book and then I listen to the audiobook after. So I kind of listen to it. I read it twice. And that was probably the biggest thing. As business owners, we tend to forget to read things and forget to understand how much you can learn by reading. My wife, when I first met my wife, reading fanatic. I mean, this woman is crazy. I used to make fun of her. I'm like, yo, why are you reading? Reading is stupid, blah, blah, blah. Because it didn't fascinate me. Now, I just can't get enough of it. So it teaches you how to absorb the information, how to grow, how to learn. Then I'm able to take that information to my employees, to my clients. And I'm able to like, we have meetings now. It's crazy. I never had meetings. I never had structured meetings. Like, I never had non-disclosures. I never had sales scripts. I never had people sign anything. And reading and masterminds taught me all that of how to hold now my team accountable. Because guess what? Everybody works from home. They think they could do whatever they want. And you have to set that boundary. And, you know, so it's pretty cool. You know, every mastermind is usually different, but it's pretty much all the same in the mission as far as them helping you excel and level up to, you know, masterminds aren't cheap. Like my mastermind is 5 figures a year, you know. What is it? No, five digits a year or whatever. It's like $30,000. You know what I mean? So it's not cheap. You know what I mean? And you should be spending that much money on a mastermind, whether it's 30, you know, when you can afford it. The good masterminds are the ones that are going to be 40, 50, 60. Like the next one I'm trying to join is 100,000. Like that's my goal for 2 years. It's $100,000 to get in.
But for the one that you're spending 30 grand a year, what kind of financial impact has that had on your business since you've been in there?
It tripled my revenue in 3 months.
There you go.
In 3 months, I pay monthly on it, so I don't pay it in one shot.
Yeah.
But I joined it in October and January. Since October to now, it pretty much almost tripled my revenue. January 2019 to this January, quadruple. Like it was 4 times the amount. Monthly, not even annually yet. This is just monthly. So in 3 months, it almost tripled my revenue because I've been in Ryan Stuman's program since December 2016, but his high level one was November. I actually joined it on Halloween. So November 1st was my first day. And in 3 months, almost tripled my monthly revenue.
Which covers more than the yearly cost.
Yep, absolutely.
Very good spend of money there. Good return. Absolutely. Amazing. Jose, I have an important question here. What about the people out there who are just getting started with their business and can't afford a $30,000 mastermind? Are there other alternatives before you get to that level? What can someone do?
Absolutely. So I would say if somebody's looking for a mastermind to join, and let's just say you have zero, so I'm going to give you two options. There's zero money. You're not able to afford anything. What you can do is contact about five people that are in your industry that are, you know, hopefully local, and then five people that aren't in your industry, right? So in a sense, you'll be a part of two groups. So if you can connect with five people that are in credit repair, whether they're in Texas and you're in Florida, whatever the case is, set up weekly calls with them, you know? And that's how, when I first did my mastermind back in the day with, it was Keith Knapp, Jesse Rodriguez, Joe Chavaria. I mean, we were getting on the call once a week and we were just going over stuff. But back then we didn't have any fancy equipment. It literally was just us doing like a three-way call or just joining like a free conference call.com. And now you have Facebook, you have Google Hangout, you have Instagram. So there's ways that all of you guys can get on, on the platform or whatever. But pretty much what you want to do is hold each other accountable. Hey, how many realtors did you speak with this week? How many lenders did you speak to? How many people's office? How many clients did you sign up this month? You know, what are you doing to grow? How many employees did you? So like, and this is free. So you guys could be able to network and be able to communicate and understand that as long as you guys are holding each other as a group, then you can grow and make money from there to be able to join a mastermind that you can afford. The second option is you can probably Google life coach. You could Google, you know, business coach in your area. And I'm sure that there's somebody that's probably having a seminar. There's somebody that's having some type of event that can maybe give you answers for a couple $100. Maybe their event is $200-$300. And maybe that's all you need for right now. You just need to get going. So Google life coach, business coach, you know, I wouldn't say do not join like BNI and LATIP and Chamber of Commerce for like a mastermind type of feel, because that's the different crowd in case people are wondering. And then you could also hit up five people that are in your industry. You can hit up a plumber, a contractor, an accountant, a CPA. But hey, listen, man, I'm starting a new group. You know, I'm trying to join a group of like-minded individuals. Doesn't matter what industry you're in. And we're just going to get together and hold each other accountable. Maybe you have a client that also owns a business or a family member, and you can start there. And then from there, you can grow and at least have some type of outlet that you could vent to, that you could be able to say, hey, man, I messed up. What do I do here? I have a client that's mad at me. How can I fix that? And if you do that, you'll see the difference of where you could be able to interact with more people and grow. And then guess what? It took me 10 years to join this mastermind. You might be able to do it in three. You know what I mean? So
that's awesome. Hey, everybody, it's Daniel again. And really quick, I'd like to invite you to join what I believe is the best thing we have ever created inside the Credit Repair Cloud community. And it is a challenge that we call the Credit Hero Challenge. If you're just planning out your business or you're just getting it started and you dream of having a successful business of your own so you can quit your 9-to-5 and fire your boss and have financial freedom, or so you can add another revenue stream to your existing business, if that's your dream, you need to get into this challenge. We created this challenge to help you to create and launch your very own credit repair business, to build a proper foundation for a really successful business. This challenge is going to help you to understand the strategy, the tactics, and all the things you need to be successful at credit repair. It really is the greatest thing we have ever built, and it will change your life. So I recommend you do it right now. Stop everything, pause this audio, go online, and go to CreditHeroChallenge.com. That's CreditHeroChallenge.com, and join the next challenge. And there's a challenge that's starting in just a few days, so go get started right now at CreditHeroChallenge.com.